Married at First Sight. Chapter 4241. The daughter-in-law that Grandma York chose for the sixth young master, isn't she the eldest daughter of a wealthy family from Annenberg, Province X? Elisa nodded. Serenity told me the same thing. Remy smirked. Well, both the grandmother and grandson seem to be enjoying themselves. We just have to wait for the wedding invitation. Elisa chuckled. Exactly. We just need to wait. My mom even asked Grandma York to help find a wife for my second brother. Remy smiled. Grandma York can help, but it won't be as effective as it is for the York family. Your second brother isn't one of them, so he won't just go along with her arrangements. Elisa sighed. We'll just let things happen naturally. Anyway, I already have a sister-in-law and a nephew. If my eldest sister-in-law has another child in a few years, I'll have a niece too. Whether my second brother gets married or not is my parents' problem. As his younger sister, he wouldn't listen to me even if I tried. Leland loved Elisa dearly, but when it came to major life decisions, he was incredibly stubborn. Even their parents couldn't change his mind, let alone Elisa. I don't even know if my eldest brother wants a second child. He felt so bad for my sister-in-law when she was pregnant that he wanted her to have an abortion. Everyone convinced him not to, but he was on edge the entire time until she gave birth. Now, the entire family adored the baby. Clive loved his son too, but compared to the rest of the family, his affection seemed the weakest. Elisa often joked that her brother and sister-in-law were truly in love, while their child was just a happy accident. Remy just smiled and said nothing. There wasn't really anything for him to say. After finishing their meal, he stood up to clean the dishes. Elisa wiped the table, then followed him into the kitchen to help wash the dishes. He didn't need her assistance, but she insisted. My mom keeps saying I make you do too much and tells me to be kinder to you since you work so hard, Elisa said. Remy chuckled. This isn't about making me do things. A happy home needs both partners to contribute. You work too, and you get tired. We should just understand each other. Remy never thought housework was exhausting, nor did he believe it was solely a woman's job. A home belongs to both partners, and both should maintain and care for it together. My mom likes you more than she likes me now, Elisa pouted. Remy laughed. She treats me like her own son. It was mutual. When he brought Elisa back to FC Manor, his family treated her like royalty. Even the servants focused entirely on her, barely paying attention to him, the fifth young master. Even his little nephews preferred Elisa to him. Total favoritism. But honestly, he didn't mind it one bit. It made him happy. Meanwhile, life was warm and peaceful for Remy and Elisa, but far away in Huonaville, Evan was in a state of panic. The Du family was determined to stand in his way, constantly setting Abby up on blind dates. To make things worse, Abby had a childhood sweetheart who had recently returned from abroad. Even though that guy had someone else in his heart and no romantic interest in Abby, the elders of the Du and Chouinard families were eager to arrange a marriage. Unless Spencer explicitly refused to marry Abby, the families wouldn't let go of the idea. Spencer was a mystery. He was clearly in love with Victoria but refused to confess. Now, Victoria had given up on him, yet he still prioritized work over everything else. Evan couldn't figure him out. Evan even started suspecting that Spencer was getting some kind of benefit from the Du family just to mess with him. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4242. Chapter 4242. Evan had too much on his plate dealing with both business and the constant obstacles in his pursuit of Abby was driving him crazy. Luckily, the house he bought in Huonaville was finally his. It wasn't right next to the Du family estate, but it was close, just 1 or 2 kilometers away. A short drive. Right now, Evan was sitting in his car. A bouquet of flowers and a large red brocade box containing a jewelry set for Abby sat in the passenger seat. The back seat was piled with luxury skincare products, cosmetics, designer bags, and clothes, all for Abby. But he couldn't even get inside. All he could do was wait at the company entrance. 10 minutes earlier, his biggest rival Spencer had driven straight into the Dew Group building. Sure, Spencer was dressed in work attire, accompanied by his secretary, claiming he was there for business discussions. But Evan wasn't buying it. He had convinced his eldest brother to invest more in Huionaville, set up a subsidiary, and put him in charge. He also wanted to discuss business with Dew Group. So why wasn't he allowed in? It wasn't Abby who blocked him, it was Adelie. She was running Dew Group now, and she wasn't making things easy for him. Frustrated, Evan pulled out his phone and called Abby. She took a while to pick up. "Abby, when are you getting off work? I bought tickets to the most popular Spring Festival movie. Let's go together." "Not anytime soon. Didn't I tell you? I have to work late tonight. Are you still waiting outside? The temperature's going to drop sharply tonight. It'll be the coldest stretch since New Year. Don't wait around, you'll catch a cold again. Go home and rest." As she spoke, Abby walked over to the window to look outside. Her office was in a high-rise building, too far up to spot Evan's car. Without a telescope, she couldn't tell which car was his. There were plenty of vehicles parked outside, some for visitors, others for employees. Since parking was limited, those who couldn't get a spot in the lot had to park in the open space nearby. As long as they didn't block the main driveway, it was fine. Evan, knowing he'd be waiting a long time, had parked strategically to avoid trouble. If security called the higher UPS to complain, Abby might actually have his car towed. He couldn't even be mad. After all, he had been clueless about his own feelings for Abby for so long, hurting her in the process. Now, the Dew family was making things difficult for him, putting up roadblocks at every turn. At least after the whole chili pepper incident, they weren't punishing him too harshly. Everything they did was still within the limits of what he could tolerate. His grandmother had once said she wanted to see him suffer while chasing after his love. Well, she finally got her wish. Evan was so frustrated with his grandmother that he could cough up blood. But she wasn't even paying attention to his struggle. She had moved into FC Manor with her 3 daughters-in-law and was having the time of her life. She didn't even seem to remember that she had a grandson.